Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 29th, 2021, through Friday, December 3rd, 2021. Monday, November 29th, 2021. $56 million seized in cryptocurrency being sold as first step to compensate victims of BitConnect fraud scheme. Glenn Arcaro of Los Angeles, California, pled guilty to participating in a conspiracy to defraud BitConnect cryptocurrency investors by fraudulently inducing them to invest over $2 billion. The BitConnect scheme is the largest cryptocurrency fraud scheme ever charged criminally. Arcaro is scheduled to be sentenced on January 7, 2022, and faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. A federal district court will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Tuesday, November 30, 2021. New York donut shop operators convicted of tax evasion. John Zordos, his wife Helen Zordos, and their son, Demetrius Zordos, were each convicted of one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States, seven counts of tax evasion, and seven counts of aiding and assisting in the filing of false corporate tax returns. John, Helen, and Demetrius Zordos owned and operated three Dippin' Donuts stores with locations in Rome, New York, and New Hartford, Connecticut. From 2013 to 2017, the defendants concealed more than $2.8 million in cash sales from the IRS and evaded more than $650,000 in individual income taxes. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. Whitefish man claiming to be a former CIA agent admits to scheme to defraud investor of $2.3 million to fund bogus off-the-books rescue missions. Matthew Anthony Marshall of Whitefish, Montana, entered into a plea agreement pleading guilty to the charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and tax evasion as charged in a second superseding indictment. Marshall is accused of defrauding another man by claiming he was a former CIA agent and needed money to fund off-the-books rescue missions for the CIA, but instead used the money for personal expenses. Marshall convinced the victim, identified as John Doe, that he was a former CIA agent and member of an elite force reconnaissance unit in the U.S. Marine Corps who engaged in covert missions around the world. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. Alleged money launderers for Mexican cartels indicted. An indictment was issued by the federal court charging alleged members of the Sinaloa cartel and the Jalisco New Generation cartel in Mexico with international money laundering. According to the indictment and other public records, the Imperial Valley-based money laundering organization, MLO, laundered in excess of $32 million in drug proceeds from the United States to Mexico. The money laundering organization secured contracts with drug trafficking organizations in Mexico to pick up drug proceeds in cities throughout the United States, including Baltimore, Detroit, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Boston, Denver, Chicago, New York City, and numerous others. An indictment is not evidence of guilt, and defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Friday, December 3rd, 2021. Former employees at State Administrator of Medicaid Transportation and business owner charged with submitting fraudulent claims. A federal indictment was unsealed charging Patrick Duckwee, David Travers, and Michelle Martin with participating in a fraudulent scheme perpetrated against the Medicaid program. The indictment alleges that Travers and Martin improperly routed trips for Medicaid-funded transportation and fraudulently made Medicaid claims. According to Health and Human Services, Office of the Inspector General, HHS OIG, Special Agent in Charge Scott J. Lampert, the defendants in this case allegedly engaged in a greed-filled fraud scheme that undermined the Medicaid program and diverted taxpayer funds from their intended purpose of providing health care benefits to low-income individuals and families. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.